Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Hi, everyone.
Yay, you're back. You're okay.
I'm back.
That's so happy. Yay. Welcome back.
Thanks,
you
Kate.
Were missed.
I was a mess.
You were a mess. You were missed.
You were missed and you were a mess.
That's pretty much true. Your mom's in town.
Point is, my mom's in town for. She's been in town for 2 weeks.
Did a little bit of art spectating.
She did.
And let's hear what she said.
Actually, she went to the Asian Art Museum too.
How was
and
that?
And there's a contemporary exhibit up. I can't remember the name of it, but she.
Wait, I can. So the contemporary show, they've got up 28 Chinese. It's got like Ai Weiwei, Zhang Huan,
yep.
A bunch of other people.
Some other people. Anyhow, my mom went to that show and she thought the work was really great and really poignant.
Mom reviews.
Well, she could talk more about it. She's doing laundry right now, though, guys.
What'd she think about Haynes Gallery?
The Haynes, so there's multiple shows there. There's a show called The Collectors with, I think, Allison Smith is in it and a couple other artists. And
oh,
then,
damn.
And then there's a smaller show that, I can't remember the name, but there's a small gallery in Cairo.
Egypt.
There's a gallery in Cairo basically has a show.
Ooh, I bet there's a Cairo, Tennessee.
Let's focus for
okay,
a second,
sorry.
Please. And my mom, my mom spent the past few years teaching abroad, and she was not in Egypt, but she was in Kuwait. She was in Beirut, and she was in Guangzhou, China, which is just outside
right.
of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So I think she's interested in these places that she's been and how the art that's coming out of these places, I guess. And so I don't think she wasn't impressed by the show. She was just like, it's just a bunch of posters slapped up on the wall kind of a thing.
Mom review. Is the mayor going to have to step down or what?
I fucking hope so.
Is he going to get arrested?
Jimbo was thinking we should run for mayor.
Okay, tell the people
and
me what the hell is going on. Who is Shrimp Boy? What the fuck is happening with Ed Lee, mayor of San Francisco?
It's a little bit, I was trying to read about it a little bit this morning, and I feel somewhat confused too. But basically, Shrimp Boy is like a gangster, basically,
organized crime.
Organized crime. His nickname is Shrimp Boy. I think his name is something. I forget his first name. Chow. That's how everyone's referring to him.
Uh huh.
But he was basically imprisoned. I think he was involved in the Senator Leland Yee case, which was somehow like smuggling in like firearms from other countries into this country. Like
what?
Just, totally crazy kind of crime situation.
Did people get arrested for that?
Shrimp Boy got arrested for that.
Okay.
And Leland Yee got, I think he's ousted. I could be making shit up. I'm sorry, everyone. He definitely
What do you expect from a free podcast?
He's definitely no longer senator. He did either resign, get pushed out, any number of those things. I don't know if he went to jail for it.
Uh-huh.
And so this newest thing is there's allegations by Shrimp Boy and Shrimp Boy's lawyers that Ed Lee took campaign money campaign bribes, pay to play style,
Oh, yeah.
And that there's FBI undercover agent posing as a businessman making an illegal $10,000 campaign donation to Lee. This undercover agent quotes that a couple of Ed Lee's staffers were saying things like, you got to pay to play here. We got it. We know this. We're the best game. We are the best at this game. Better than New York. We do it a little more sophisticated than the New Yorkers. We do it without the mafia.
What?
Quote. That's a quote. That's a fucking quote, y'all. So it's just like bullshit, bullshit corruption in government, which San Francisco has a long history of. So I don't know. I mean, I think, and Lee is denying it all. And I'm sure there's going to be some case or a court case that comes up out of this. Or I really have no idea how it's going to end. Jimbo was so excited. He was like, Maysoon. He's like, the best news ever. He was like shaking the newspaper at me. I was like, what's going on? He's like, Ed Lee's going down.
So the mayoral election election is coming up pretty soon.
And there's no one running for it.
There's a few broke-ass Stewarts running. He's the video guy. He made that video in favor of the mission moratorium. Yes. He just made one about
he's running
all the human feces in San Francisco.
Jim and I were like, how about, I think Chris Carlson could run. We think David Talbot could run.
There's a few. There's like
I was sort of like thinking maybe like Rebecca Solnit could run.
I think there's at least 10 people have already said that they're running. Let's have a list of, well, I'll put a link to that down in the underworld, and then we'll come back to that at a later time to tell you who to vote for.
Yeah, we're going to tell you who to vote for. It's true.
Okay, great.
And then I thought Jimbo and I could run as a collaborative team.
You don't want to be mayor?
Not right now. It seems like a real pain in the ass.
But maybe you could get me that residency.
Every residency you could ever ask for, Kate, if I were mayor.
Do I have to bribe you?
Yep. Most definitely. Always.
I'll do illegal drops for you.
What does that mean?
Whatever. If you need stuff dropped off, I'll be the bag man.
You'll be like my unpaid intern.
Okay.
Now the wrinkles begin, and if you want time, there's nothing I won't do. I got the side with a different kind of view.
There's some controversy going on in Oakland, too, about some things.
Yep, the Building Industry Association.
Uh-huh.
Which is basically...
Are they suing?
It sounds like there's a lawsuit against the city.
Where they feel... This was the
city
funniest
of Oakland,
way.
Excuse me.
This was the funniest way for that I thought somebody could approach this. They don't want to have to pay into the percent for the arts to like have public arts whenever they build a new building because they feel it's a violation of their freedom of speech.
Yep.
Because art is a form of communication. So forcing them to have an artwork on their property is forcing them to speak when they choose not to. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
What a funny way to do that.
Yeah.
Every fucking city in the Bay Area has a percentage for the arts. I don't even know if Oakland is it. I think it's just now becoming like the law. Like,
yeah.
I think it was
in February,
kind of unofficial.
It was enacted in February and I think put into vote in 2014 mid-year or
yeah.
something.
So
it was something that I think Libby Schaff actually.
Yeah.
Proposed.
I heard that. I think I heard from Christy Hollihan that they were like asking local art luminary people like Christy
yeah.
to help with that.
Yeah, as they should. That's
yeah.
exactly who you should be talking to.
So how unbelievable. It's just unbelievable to me because like this
it's
is
bullshit.
Everywhere. Like we had this back in Ohio, the percentage for the
of
arts.
Of course, yeah.
And that Oakland is going to be the battleground where it could, like if they win, this could fuck it up for every other city, right? Would it set a precedent?
I mean, I guess if the developers want to be total douchebags, yeah.
So that's fucked up. Also, Rock, Paper, Scissors is getting pushed out.
I know. I saw that. Do you know any more about that?
I think they will move. I don't think they're going to close up, really. I think they're going to move because I think they were talking about moving before this all went down.
I don't have any... I have no sense of their financial stability.
They don't have a dedicated fundraising person because the whole thing is volunteer run. So they don't have somebody whose job it is to get money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And they do a ton of workshops. Do they make money off of those?
Not much.
But
I mean, they really run
or,
on a shoestring.
I mean, is that kind of how they're
yeah.
rolling?
There was an interview with Christy Hollihan on like KQED or something. I'll put a link to that down in the underworld. So things are bubbling up. I thought this was going to be our quiet summer.
Nope.
Things are really starting to get, but it's almost back to school season, so... Makes
back
sense.
To school season. Do you have a pamphlet for that? What's
I have
buy?
A little kit with an eraser and a pencil sharpener.
Oh, do you have a three ring binder with like the different pockets?
If people need some back to school supplies, come on by my house.
We should post a link to that
we'll
article.
We'll have links to all this shit.
And I also have the link to the actual like lawsuit, like the language.
Oh, great.
That sort of document.
Yeah, we'll put that up.
But
there.
I just think if you live in Oakland, this is super important. You got to get involved. You have to advocate. The percent for art, the buildings can decide to either have the artwork in their building or they can pay out into a public art fund.
Oh.
Which I was like, oh, I hadn't heard of that. So there's an alternative where it doesn't have to impact their actual building, but they're still paying into this pool. Which I thought was, I don't think that's how San Francisco works, which I thought that was interesting. That there's
yeah.
like this alternative. If you don't want it in your building because you feel like it's going against your, then just pay in, man.
Yeah. Well, I have some really important news, Maysoon.
Can we talk about artisanal socks?
Okay. Oh, you want to do some... Can I say one more thing and then we'll get into your analysis of the episodes I had while you were away? CCA does this thing where they get all their people together and they do a research group, an extended deep research group about a certain artist for an extended amount of time. Last one they did was Joan Jonas.
For a year.
And guess who they're doing now?
Who, Kate? Who are they doing now?
Andrea Fraser. If you listen to the show, you know Andrea Fraser is my favorite artist.
Hero, in fact.
And I can't believe nobody over there told me this because they've been doing it apparently for several months. So that's quite upsetting.
I'm just annoyed
that we weren't invited.
Is it just like, no, not that we weren't invited, but is it just like a private party for CCA and their...
Well, it's not a party. I think it's supposed to kind of inform... like the rest of their stuff they do, because it's like historians, it's people that work at the Wattis.
So it's just like an internal party.
It's not a party.
It's not a party.
But it's like, I don't know what it's really supposed to do.
Is there any public component? Why do we care?
Well, when they did Joan Jonas, they had her come and give a talk. Mm-hmm. I think they had other like public programming.
They had events every month around that.
Well, why aren't they doing that for AF?
I don't know. This is why.
Because I would go to every event.
Why do I care if there's a reading group about Andrea Fraser unless there's like a public component?
Well, and also it's just supposed to internally, like, you know, shape.
Impact CCA and all of their programs.
I guess.
In the year.
I don't have a fair enough knowledge to really say. Maybe somebody would like to call in. Our number is 419-351-6606. You can email in congratulationspinetree@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You might need several tweets for this because you have some explaining to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us some info. Why do we care?
Because we want to read and talk about Andrea Fraser. Don't you, Maysoon?
I do, but not necessarily with CCA, I guess.
I would talk about Andrea Fraser with Teresa Latimer and the Wattis guy.
Sure.
And Patricia Maloney and Liz Thomas. I want to talk to them about stuff.
Oh my God, you're sounding desperate.
I would talk to anyone about
Kate,
Andrea Fraser.
You guys, can you please literally invite Kate to be in the reading group? Jesus Christ. Give a girl a bone, why don't you?
I just want to sit there and listen to other people talk about her.
Why? No.
Why? I want to hear.
It's a shared conversation. You have
I
want
to converse about it.
You can converse.
I don't know if I understand enough about psychoanalytic theory.
Whatever.
But I do, though, because I read everything by Andrea Fraser.
I don't think they all know about psychoanalytic theater. Let's talk about
I really want to go to psychoanalytic theater. But point is.
I'm sure it exists.
Okay. Andrea Fraser. Let's have a nice Andrea Fraser quote right now.
Yeah, let's get like a...
That is, museums were always popular institutions. Museums were established to be popular institutions, to publicize, to popularize a very specific and perhaps elite culture. And that museums today, in the context of these larger and larger audiences that museums are attracting, very often, and I think the Guggenheim Bilbao is the Guggenheim generally, that what they're engaged in a sense, is now the sort of mass marketing of elite tastes. That within and in the context of those ever-expanding audiences does not imply a democratization of the culture that the museum is presenting, but rather simply a quantitative expansion of its scope. And that in fact was very much the agenda of museums from the 19th century, you know, on, at least art museums specifically.
Let's have her talk about how the fucking art world is really exclusive and doesn't let people sit in on Andrea Fraser discussions.
Let's do that, Kate.
Am I being hella petty right now? I'm probably going to burn us some bridges on this one.
As the waves crash by, and it don't matter if you like it or not, drift on, drift on.
Even when we both have the exact same point of view on something,
we
still find
a way
to fight about it. Yeah. Anyhow, did you listen to the episodes?
I listened to 1.5 episodes.
Okay, that you weren't on. So did you want to pipe in and give your... 2 cents on some of the things we covered, just so it's on the record.
I just want to say Fat Cat Dick Cheney.
Okay. Yeah. What about Dick Cheney? Would you sell a piece of artwork to Dick Cheney?
I'm not an artist, so I've got nothing to sell to him.
Would you sell a handbag? A used handbag?
Yeah.
That's a little different because your name's not attached to it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want Dick Cheney's money. I mean, what if he was going to give me $1 million, though? I could do a lot with that.
I think it's hard for me to say that I would really turn down a truckload of money from anybody.
Right? I mean, if it's like $50, I'd be like, keep your fucking money, shitbag.
Right.
But if it were $1 million, I'd be like, wow, I could do a lot with that. I could donate it to galleries that I think are important or artists or whatever. And I could also buy a house for myself.
Yeah.
You know, well, and not worry about being evicted or something crazy.
A half of a house.
Great. I'll take it. I'll take a fucking half house. Okay. Give me one room and a kitchen and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Jimbo and I are fine. We'll be fine. I guarantee you we don't need a fucking 5-story mansion.
Yeah. But in my idealist mind and in the hypothetical world,
yeah,
I would say that I would say no.
Yeah. I'm sure it would feel really dirty.
Right.
I'm sure you'd be like, wow, that was a nasty situation.
Yeah. Be like the end of Requiem for a Dream.
I think we should try to get in touch with him about it.
Okay. So wait, are we going to try to negotiate him buying some artwork and then tell and then decide if we're going to say yes or no?
No, I think we should talk with him about our dilemma.
Dear Dick Cheney, if we took money from you, we would feel totally disgusting.
Well, we're trying to figure out if it would be disgusting.
Please offer us some money so we can decide what we would do.
Totally.
Okay.
Please, can we please email him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
What else did you think about it? About some other things. What, you have a note there, artisanal socks.
Just that Jenny was so anti-artisanal socks. I'm like, who, why, what's wrong? What did artisanal socks ever do to you? Is artisanal socks?
But it was not.
What is that?
Like handmade.
Do you mean like handmade, yeah, socks? Okay. Yeah. By an artisan.
Hand-dyed yarn.
Wool. So, yeah.
For alpaca.
Alpaca.
Maybe they own the
maybe
farm.
It's hand spun.
Sure.
Thread. It is hand yarn.
Spun. Organic.
I think that's
like
lovely.
Vegetable dyes.
Great.
I think it was not that she had anything against the socks themselves, but the people that make them she thought were boring.
I don't know.
I forget what brought
that's
that
bullshit,
all on. Let
Jenny.
Me review that and we'll come back to it. Okay.
No,
walls versus whales. Oh, whales versus.
Whales versus whales.
Whales.
I am definitely a whales. Way into whales, the beast.
So we were talking about.
You guys are both into whales, the country. I'm like, how boring is that bullshit?
Good notes. Thank you for the notes. Okay. Artist initiatives?
Artist interviews versus arts professional interviews.
Okay. Where do you come down on that?
I thought that was funny. I mean, I think I understand Jenny's perspective.
So wait, can we set it up for the people?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. So Jenny thinks that artist interviews are boring and that we shouldn't interview artists. We should interview other people involved in the arts, like gallerists, curators, et cetera.
Right. But she also followed that up by saying she enjoys talking to artists. Not that
like
she
enjoys like it. She doesn't like listening to
us. She doesn't
want
to hear us talk to artists.
Right.
Which I'm like, tough luck.
Yeah, we're not going to stop.
I know. Which is fine. But I thought it was, I understand her perspective. I think from, she's constantly trying to gather information about how to do what she's doing maybe better, right? Or more successfully or
something.
Well,
I think the thing
was hearing from like a curator, yeah, or a gallerist or something, she's able to gain more information about how
she would agree with that. I don't know if she would agree with that.
But she said, I don't understand the worlds that they're working in.
Right.
But they immediately impact her world as an artist.
Ooh, I think you're shots fired.
I don't think that's a big deal.
I think she wouldn't say that it was for her own like advancement.
I think she would.
All right.
Jenny, call in.
Give us a call. Text.
Angels from heaven. I put that down as a quote. What was that?
Oh, we said that you think artists are angels from heaven sent to beautify the world.
You know, after that conversation, I think artists are all a bunch of fucked up fuckers.
Yep, that's how I come down on that.
I was like, God, just listening to that episode, I'm like, you guys are a mess.
Artists are fame hungry, attention seeking.
I didn't realize it was so prevalent with artists, though. I mean, you guys made it sound like, yeah, duh. You know, I was like, wow, okay, really? That's why you do art, because you need approval. That's why you make art.
I think the main reason I wanted to talk about that with Jenny is because you and I have talked about it many times, but it never makes it into the show because I think you get depressed.
I get depressed?
I think it brings you down a little bit.
Oh, because artists are so needy.
Because you don't want to think that, right? You want to think that there's a higher reason for art.
I guess so.
That's okay. Okay, moving on. What were your other notes?
Oh, and then I love how Jenny was like, aren't you the one who's always begging for the listeners to call in? I was like, oh my God, Jenny, that's so it. Kate needs fucking approval on the podcast too.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think
that. I was like, holy shit, no kidding. Because I'm always like, I don't give a fuck if the listeners call in or not.
Well, I don't think that's for approval. I think it's more that I wish for these conversations to be a little more open to other opinions, but besides just our two opinions.
But it's just about our two opinions.
I just would like always to have it open, to have a platform for
it's
other.
Open, but you kind of sometimes,
but
get
we
really,
are the
we
definitive
like have insulted
voice.
We've insulted listeners, been like, listen, you lazy
harsh. I'm gonna bleep it. Oh hey everyone, I helped teach one of the groups at Mission Voices Summer, the summer program for
youth,
high school age kids,
yep,
at SOEX, and the show is up, so if you want to go check that out. The group that me and my friend CA taught made zines, and they were free to the public, so I don't know if there's any left. But there should be.
There should be some.
There's still other stuff to look at. On the topic of SOEX, their deadline for the next round of their alternative exposure grant program is September 24th, so go get that sweet, sweet nonprofit money.
What's the max? 5,000?
Let's see here.
I think the grants are like between 3,000 and 5,000, but it changes every time, I think. Depending on
500 to 5,000.
500 to 5,000.
If you need an amount of money between those two numbers.
I'm trying to convince Kate that we need money.
I don't feel right about it.
Why?
Because what if we open it up for donations from listeners if they want to give us some money?
We already talked about this with the listeners.
Always cut it.
Shut up.
I always cut it every time. So, okay.
Listeners, we need some better, slightly better gear.
If we could, if you have a little money you want to give us after you've already donated to every other thing we've told you to yeah, donate to, including the Southern Poverty Law Center, the fucking mammal sanctuary in Sausalito, the Sea Mammal, Marine Mammal Sanctuary, Doctors Without Borders.
Okay.
Who else?
Planned Parenthood.
They can
donate
to the
Planned
aquarium.
Parenthood, please.
Planned Parenthood. Okay, once you've knocked those all out of the park and somehow you still have money left over, you could hit the donate button on our website, congratulationspinetree.com.
Is it .com? Or is it .blogspot.com? Oh, God, she's going to kill me.
Every time it forwards, you go to the .com and it takes you to the blogspot. So you don't have to type
she's
out all that.
She's got to deal with like a, what's wrong with me? I'm like a advanced aging.
Oh
over
God,
here.
No, you're not.
I might be.
You guys, my birthday is this month.
Hey, what are we gonna do?
Nothing. I'm going to Portland. But
whatever. Are you having that lover's journey?
I love my lover's retreat.
Lover's retreat.
But I'm gonna be 30.
Oh my God. Good job, Kate. Welcome to the threes.
I'm the 30s. Fucked, man.
You're pretty much screwed. For the next 10 years, you're going to be totally
I'm
screwed.
Only going to get older.
And let's hope wiser. Oh.
Anyhow, so check out that donate button.
Yeah, donate to Kate's 30th birthday.
Donate to us for my birthday. Not really. We,
just kidding.
What we
Kate
really
does
need is
buy,
microphones.
What happens is she keeps buying these crappy mics.
And then having to return them.
Are you returning them? Okay, good. So it would be great if we could return them, all the crappy mics.
And get some
and buy
new
one. Pretty
a
good
little bit
quality
nicer
mics.
You, this, the sound quality may sound good to you, but
or,
it's only after a lot of processing.
What about if any of our listeners have really good mics that they want to donate to us?
I want to select. I don't want. Is this going to open a whole can of worms we don't want to get involved with? Do we have to declare this on taxes? We're not a 501c3.
We're so not a nothing.
We're nothing. We're not a LLC. Not a.
We're not a
CPA.
Are you going to put a donate button up this time?
I guess we'll actually do it this time.
Let's
this
just try
like
it
the
out.
Fifth episode where we
Listen,
said we were going to. I always
if
edit it
you
out.
Listeners are offended by this, we kind of want to hear from you.
Oh yeah,
we don't
if you think this is bullshit.
We also feel somewhat conflicted by asking for money.
We're not really asking for money though. We're just kind of like, here's the tip jar.
Basically we're passing around a tip jar.
We're not even passing it around. It's just sitting there. Everyone knows it's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey man, tip your local musicians, people. Speaking of tip jars.
Tip everyone.
They're not getting paid well.
Tip people that don't have a tip jar.
If you have a couple extra bucks, please do not give change. Do not give musicians change. That's a fucking insult.
Really?
Yes.
What if it's between change or nothing?
Nothing.
God. bad Mason. I don't think the musicians would side with that.
Yes, they would.
You have a little change. Do laundry. I would take the change.
Okay. It's kind of insulting. Here's a couple quarters. Here's a diamond, 3 pennies. That's kind of bullshit.
If that's all you have.
I do think all nonprofit galleries should have a donation bin in the front. Like a box. Throw a few $20 bill in there.
They do it at Galleria de la Raza. And
we do at Mills.
Root Division has one, don't
they? Do
they? I think
Soex doesn't have one. I kind of always thought that they should. Even I'm sure Courtney thinks it's tacky. But I just think, you know, people are happy to be, they're like thrilled to be able to go somewhere for free. And they're like, great, I've got a couple bucks and I really like the show. Yeah. Or I really think what you guys are doing is cool. And
you could get an artist to design it for you.
Or you could just have it be a real simple donation box that everyone recognizes as such and put it in the corner. It's not to be like in the middle of the gallery.
Or you could get an artist to design one for you and it could be a ceramic fish.
I think Kate wants to design a donation box.
I
want to
make a ceramic fish that you put money into.
Congratulations!
You listened to another episode of Congratulations Pine Tree. Maysoon's back. We're very happy about it. Good job.
Thanks.
And we'll see you next week.
Peace out. Ooh.